Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive from 4 p.m. for the rest of your lives, he says in a sort of Shakespearean way. Anyway, we begin with a fallout from the East Midlands derby where, of course, Brendan Rodgers is his Leicester. Beat Stevie Cooper's Forest. The match was live on TalkSport. Here's the reaction.
Leicester City breathe life into their Premier League season with a victory over Nottingham Forest for the first time here in 10 years. A sigh of relief from the Foxes fans who have endured a wretched start to this campaign.
We've had spells in other games where we've gone 60 minutes and 70 minutes, but then we've naively opened up and conceded goals against top players. So tonight was I always felt it was a season-changing game. If we can get a good result tonight, then it could really give us that shot of confidence. But I think we got a really top performance tonight as well in a pressure game, and I was delighted for the team.
Well, this place has been rocking. It's officially called the King Power Stadium, but tonight they're changing its name. It's become Madison Square Garden.
If you're not thinking of starting him, I get it, because you trust players ahead of him and you like other players, and that's your choice as England manager. But to leave him out the squad with the ability he's got and the game-changing moments he has in his armoury, whether it be set plays, whether it be beautiful through balls, whether it be those lovely chops, he manipulates the ball beautifully. It's very different to what we've got. Yes, Foden's wonderful. Of course he is. Mount can be superb. His numbers were great last year. Deserves to be in the squad. But you've got to have him as an option.
He's just concentrating on his football. He's a father now. He's matured. He's 25 years of age. And you're seeing that love and passion for the game, and like I said, he's one of the very, very best players in this country.
A sinking feeling for the visitors as Forest drop to the bottom of the Premier League as they're beaten for a fifth successive game. Brendan Rodgers and Steve Cooper knew that the heat was on coming into this huge fixture, and despite his unprecedented achievements, the manner of this victory might just turn the heat up on the Forest manager once again.
On now to Jason Cundy and Dean Saunders in the Sports Bar. With Jason Cundy and Dean Saunders on the Sports Bar.
If you're bottom of the table after 8 games, yeah, sitting on 4 points, your job is going to be called into question, whether you like it or not. That's just the nature of the
beast.
It
shouldn't be, though.
Why not?
Shouldn't be.
Why not?
You don't want to be bottom in May. Okay. Someone's got to be bottom right now, yes, after 8 games. But if you win 3 games,
Dino,
you're halfway up the league.
Dino, right now, it's no surprise that fans want Steve Cooper out. It just doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, how about this, then? Looking from the outside in, the hierarchy is the owner who sacks people for fun, and his son, who's 24... is involved in the transfers.
Well, he trusts him. I mean, are you saying...
Why? Why would he trust him? He sacked 25 managers. Something like that. They've had 25 managers.
Let's go back to the City Ground, Nottingham Forest boss, Steve Cooper, Sam Matterface.
We didn't follow the game plan well enough. And also, I didn't think we were competitive enough in the duels, in the 1v1s. Any sort of fight balls and, like I said, competitive balls. I can't remember many times where we come out on top. And because of them two things, we've ended up giving too much territory up to Leicester and around our box. And when you do that, you run the risk of conceding, you know, chances and goals. And that's what we've done.
Do you know what it looks like? The first 28 minutes of this game looks like a Premier League team playing a Championship side.
Yeah, obviously from outside the club, there's a lot of talk, people talking about the managerial situation because of the owner's history with the number of managers that have been in situ here. Mm. You have lost a series of games now, but the supporters sticking by you, does that send a message that you do need time to be able to curate this group?
In terms of my personal situation, I'm not standing there after the game thinking about myself. I'm more... disappointed that this club that means a lot to me has lost another football match, and that's where my concerns are. That's, you know, where it is, and I don't want to be thinking, like I said, about my situation. I want to be thinking about the football club, because that's more important than anything.
Any thoughts on that, Forest fans? Rafa Benitez has been linked with the job, so says the Telegraph.
Well, just two words really, mate. I reckon it's Sean Dyche time.
Sean Dyche time, yeah.
Yeah, more than happy to get him in now. I just think it's time to, you know, galvanise everyone and get them all back together now.
You can't want to get rid of Steve Cooper after 8 games, surely.
I can, mate. I go home and away every week, mate. I pay my long earned hours every week. I'm ready for a change, mate.
He's not become a bad manager in 8 games.
No, mate, I love him. I love him to bits, but I just think I support Nottingham Forest, not Steve Cooper.
Now, former Man United captain Roy Keane has criticised the club's handling of Cristiano Ronaldo, declaring that United were displaying disrespect to the striker by keeping him on the bench against City. Graham Souness, or Souness, no one really knows, had thoughts along the same lines.
I mean, Ronaldo, he has an argument. He can sit, I've said this to you before, he can sit with any group of players in the history of the game. If they were still alive, he could sit in any room with any of them and say, I think I've been the best player ever. He has an argument for that. So the disrespect they're showing him now, I don't see the point in going through the aggravation which they have done and making him stay to not use him. I think that Ronaldo, when they got him, I thought that's a smart move, because they were rudderless in their dressing room. United were rudderless. There was no one in that, no young players in that dressing room could say.
But you said this time last
year.
Let
me finish. Could say, I want to be like him in 10 years' time. So I think you get Ronaldo, but you make the point to Ronaldo, you won't be starting every game.
But that's probably that's the point they probably made. There's two points that I don't necessarily concur with you on, and I'll have the audacity to advance them. The first one is that he's being disrespected, right? Because you're a contractual player that signed a contract with somebody, and Roy Keane's argument that he should have been let go in the summer is an argument that perhaps explains why Roy Keane isn't the manager. And as a pundit now, great player, had the same argument when he left Man United. He was disrespected because Ferguson felt that he'd run his time. It's not disrespect, it's just a contractual obligation or a contractual opportunity. The other argument that I was going to advance, which I've completely gone out of my mind now... No, my argument was about you talked about Ronaldo playing against superior opposition and finding it difficult when he played against the Man City and Liverpool of the world, right? And he wouldn't be as impacted.
But what's
because
the choice?
So here we are now saying that we should be playing him against Man City, which was the polar opposite of your argument last year.
Yeah, but because Martial, he's had more chances.
Oh no, he's a dog with fleas as far as I'm concerned.
In front of, so that takes part of your argument. Marcus Rashford, when he got into the team as a young player thing, he's the real deal. Yeah. He stood still.
Now he's gone miles away.
And if you were asking me today, next week, big game, for all his shortcomings, Ronaldo, for
how
all his shortcomings,
phone on at
for his shortcomings, I would have played him in front
how
of
would you
Rashford.
Feel?
Now we can hear from rock and roll superstar Noel Gallagher. He was on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, talking Man City. Oh, how I enjoyed that chat.
Oi, Goldstein, what's your favourite Oasis song?
Whatever.
I was only asking.
No, I'm saying whatever.
Erling Haaland has another hat-trick. It's a hat-trick of hat-tricks at the Etihad Stadium in the Premier League for him. The first Premier League player to do that in the top flight.
I always think that your debut is a good snapshot of how your career is going to go at a club. And I mean, when Sergio came and he scored 2 goals, his day was like, well, this guy's the real deal. But it was a completely different team. But Haaland, if he stays fit, and, you know, he's still in the settling in period, according to the experts at your radio station. So, you know, another 6 weeks. I mean, it'll be good that the World Cup comes along for everybody else, I would have thought. But this guy, I mean, he's done it already all over Europe. He's done it in the Bundesliga and you know, wherever else he's been. But you can't see him going 3 games without scoring.
No.
I mean, you cannot see it.
And the substitute has 2 on his second appearance of the season. It's going to mean very little, and it's probably going to flatter them, the scoreline. But it's City 6, United 3.
Can't believe we give you 3 goals.
Love it.
I think hang on a minute. It's an embarrassment. 70 minutes of that game will live long in the memory. And then 6-1, it was how you got another 2 goals is developed.
On now to Jamie O'Hara, going on a bit of a rant about local derbies.
I don't know about you, Ali, and how you feel about some of the things I'm seeing in these local derbies. I've been very lucky. You know, I've played in three massive local derbies. North London Derby, Portsmouth, Southampton, West Brom v Wolves. I played in all of them. I'm watching these local derbies now, and there's just not the same bite. There's not the same aggressiveness,
right.
The same horribleness that there used to be, like with Roy Keane and Vieira. I was horrible when I played in. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. And I'd go out on the pitch, and I'm thinking, if someone's getting the better of me, I'm getting sent off. You know, like, I'm not having anyone get the better of me out there today. Yeah. I'm watching De Gea and De Bruyne having a chat. I'm watching Spurs players pick Arsenal players up off the floor. You know, I'm thinking, and I'm looking at it going, where's the horribleness? Where's that someone who's going to go and smash someone and say, come on, you want some of this? Like, you ain't beating me 4-0 at half-time. I'm going in rucking with the team. I don't see that anymore. I look at this Man United team, they're walking in, and they're probably just sat there looking around at each other, waiting for Ten Hag to say nothing. Ronaldo's probably just sat there thinking, what am I doing here? Am I on the bench? We're 4-0 down. I remember playing in teams with Robbie Keane, Edgar Davids, even Cole Henry at Wolves. And we come in, and if we're getting beat and we're getting run all over, we're fighting. You know, we're fighting in the dressing room. And Mick McCarthy, you know, we're having a row. Harry Redknapp. I don't see that anymore in local derbies. And it's really winding me up. I hate it now, the Premier League, how it's gone. It's too nice. These local derbies, this Manchester, too nice. The North London derby, too nice. Don't talk to me. If you want to shake hands after the game, get out my face. I'm going home.
Back now to Liverpool legend Graham Souness, or Souness, no one really knows, claiming his old club haven't become a bad team overnight, but Klippity-Klopp's men are a long way from what they were. So effectively, they have.
It's not like a switch. You can't switch it on and off. So it's still in them somewhere. Now, we talk about intensity and the way they played to be successful. They had to be at it all the time. And I also make the point that if you're a half a yard short, you can't end up going backwards instead of being on the front foot and going towards opposition's goal. So maybe that is something lost. Maybe that is a real fact of Liverpool's midfield that they don't have that. Thiago's a wonderful little footballer, but he can't do the, he doesn't. That's not his game. His game is clever and cute passes. So they're still a very good team. But I played in a team that we found ourselves, we lost at home to Man City on Boxing Day. We went to 12th in the league, and people had written us off. Empire's crumbling, empire's gone. It's now Man United's turn. It's their generation. And then we ended up going on to win the league. I'm not saying this Liverpool team can do that, but you don't become a bad team overnight. I'd also like to say that last January, there were 14 points adrift of Man City, and people were writing them off, and they ended up losing the league by 1 point. So this is a team that you don't become a bad team overnight, but I will accept...
Well, Man United made a good impression of that.
I will accept that they are a country mile away from being where they have been in the last 5-6 years.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And staying with Liverpool, here's Klippity Kloppy speaking ahead of the Battle of Britain tonight in the Champions League, where they take on Glasgow Rangers.
We have to improve, we have to play better, consistently better, and defend better, attack better, pretty much everything. It's like it is, but I don't want to talk too much about it, but it's really like this. It's only 2 years ago we had a very similar situation for different reasons, where we lost our full defense, our center halves, all of them pretty much, and had to find solutions, and we lost our game completely. Nobody could recognize anymore. We just wore the same shirts, but couldn't react as quick as people would wish. But we found a way out because we worked on it, and that's what we will do this time. And so our general situation is obviously is important, but not so much for tomorrow, because that's when you prepare for a game, you prepare for a game independent of your situation, the situation you're in. And Rangers, who I think do extremely well in general, but in Champions League the results they had were now not exactly what they wanted. So we expect a team who is really fighting for a result, and that's what we have to prepare for.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. From I'm Back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us at 7 p.m, it's Eintracht Frankfurt against Tottenham Hotspur. That's in the Champions League on TalkSport. Over on TalkSport 2, it's Inter Milan or Milan, no one really knows, against Barcelona or Barcelona. No one, yeah, you get the idea, in the Champions League. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for having a good day, and above all, be safe and won't be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.